on the Buzz Radio Network. Listen to your favorite radio station, the Buzz iPhone app, or online at 1037thebuzz.com.
Welcome back in the zone. Final segment of this first hour. We are at War Memorial Stadium. Justin Akre, Wally Hall, and appreciate again our friends at Deltic Timber Corporation for sponsoring Wally's segment in the zone. Also joined now by Jared McBride of Hot Springs Lakeside, one of the teams participating in our First Security Kickoff Classic, and back again this year, Coach, coming off a 5-5 season. Appreciate you joining us in the zone today. How are you? Let me make sure your mic is on. That mic is no good. Let's work on that. Wally, you can ask some really good questions here in a minute as soon as I get this worked out.
You know, Jared's kind of the high school Bielema when it comes to wives.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Maybe we could flip headsets there because I don't know what the deal is there. We'll get that worked out. This just became a show with no name production on the road. See, I always make fun of those guys because they have technical problems.
You got me?
Yes, you're good. You're good.
Jared married the captain of the pom-pom squad.
Is that right?
I did. Very, very beautiful lady. She's been good to me.
Sweet.
Very sweet. Most definitely. Got two little boys. Got a good family.
Coaches need sweet wives.
We do.
Because of have a very tough job.
We've put a lot of stress on them.
So tell me about last year and, you know, your hopes for this season as you guys get ready to play in the First Security Kickoff Classic next week.
Sure. We had a good year last year for us, 5-5, coming off of a 10-2 team. Had to replace a lot of bodies, played a lot of young kids. It's a good season for us, a little up and down. Had some pretty tough losses, made the playoffs, went up to Batesville and got beat pretty good up there, but they were a pretty good football team.
Yeah.
And just grew off of that coming into this year. I have a great quarterback, Garrett Carson, really good football player, big kid, Division I football player, and excited to have him. He's done well for us in the spring and in the fall so far. So just developing along and going to be a good year for us.
Yeah, big kid, right? I mean, good friend.
He is. Yeah, he's 6'2 and a half. You know, 220 pounds and big arm, good decisions, and those type of quarterbacks are hard to find. They're not being used right now. Everybody's going to that dual threat guy. So you know, options for those guys are a little less than they used to be. So you know, trying to find him a home, and I think that we'll find him a Division I home.
Ironically, the guys that don't run the option have fewer options.
Exactly right.
Oddly enough, how strange is that?
And, wait, you're running the option?
No.
You're saying guys who don't run the option
don't
aren't maybe as in vogue right now. Yeah, but again, it's sort of cyclical, isn't it?
It is. It's kind of the state of the game that we're in right now. They're using that dual threat guy a little bit more. So the pocket guy is hard to find in my home right now.
So what kinds of things? I'm assuming you guys did some 7-on-7 and things like that getting ready.
We had a busy summer, 7-on-7 in team camp. Had a really good showing here in Little Rock at Shootout of the South. I've made it in the final four of that group and played well. Got beat out by Heritage Hall and good summer for us there. Team camp was good for us. We made a couple different stops. Went up to North Little Rock one time and got to play with the big boys.
And we were just talking about that with Coach Elmore.
Yeah, we did, and with Coach Elmore, and it was good. Lone Oak was there, and it's really good football teams there. And it's a good way to finish our summer and kind of gauge where we are. Had a long August. You know, it seems like it's never going to get here.
Yeah. But tell me about it.
Had a good spring. Had a good scrimmage last night against Searcy, and did well, and ready to play next Tuesday.
Terry McBride joining us in the zone, getting ready for Lakeside's first game of the season. Going to happen next Tuesday here in the First Security Kickoff Classic. And, yeah, I know coaches have it rough as you guys get ready for this season. It feels like it's never going to be here. You should be in our business because we dig deep to try to find something to talk about. So we are thrilled that it's finally here, and we're going to be inundated with football. We've got a game tomorrow in Conway. We've got Razorback football, obviously, this weekend, and the next week we start high school football. So, yeah, it's finally here, thank goodness, so we're ready.
It's here. We're excited also. Appreciate the opportunity to get to play in War Memorial on Tuesday night and get to start the season off here.
Jerry, did you just get so inundated with your coaching that you don't even keep up with the Razorbacks?
I like to keep up. I like football. I like college football. I like following different NFL people, not necessarily teams, but just like different guys. But I do like watching college football. I think we learn a lot and kind of borrow from what they're doing to try to grow our game. So we do work hard with what we do, but I also like to wind down and watch some ball. I will make a couple trips to Fayetteville to visit and to see them live, but definitely still a Razorback fan.
Have you had a chance to meet Coach Bielema yet?
I have a couple times. He came down to Hot Springs for the Razorback banquet, and I got to meet him there and visit with him a little bit. And seems like a very, very business guy, and I think he's going to be good for the program. I've just visited with a couple guys that's kind of gotten in and been around that program. And a guy that I coached with at Fayetteville was our defensive coordinator, Brian Early, has now gone over to be one of the defensive interns, if you will.
Yeah.
I hear very good things from him and just from the inside of the program that we're heading in the right direction for sure.
You obviously like what you're doing now. Any interest to ever get that feeling of the calling of maybe going to college at some point?
I don't think so. I think I was born to be a high school football coach. I think if I wanted to chase that dream, I think I probably should have done that as soon as I got out of school. It's all about relationships and contacts that you have, and mine have moved on and kind of gotten out of the game. So I don't really have that desire, I don't think. I like being able to see that seventh grade football player grow up and be a high school football player. So I think I know what I want to do.
Do you guys start running the high school stuff at the lower levels?
We do. We've actually even started a fourth, fifth, and sixth grade youth football program within Lakeside, and we're running fourth grade. Coaches are coaching the way we want it coached and coaching the plays.
Really? How many quarters do they play?
They play a four-quarter game, eight-minute quarters, and it's really, really cool to watch them play. They all practice there on site there, and we watch them practice, every day, and it's interesting. It's cool to see those kids wear their jerseys to school, and they're calling Red Indiana for inside zone just like we are, so we can give them a high five, and we really try to take care of those kids and really build the foundation from the ground up. So we're glad to be able to see those kids grow through our program.
Since we're here at War Memorial, thinking back to your playing days, any memories that stand out?
Oh, most definitely. We lost a heartbreaker here my junior year in the state championship game to Prescott, which is our rival in the year, and they beat us. It was a cold day. It was a noon kickoff for us, and there's still ice on the ground from the ice and the coach from the night before. It just never had melted. So it was a cold football game, and I lost one there and came back our senior year, went undefeated, and beat Osceola here, Jonathan Adams here, and played really well, scored on the first play of the game, threw about a 70-yard touchdown pass, and had a good game. So we got a lot of good memories from here at War Memorial, and one of the few snaps that I got in college. I think I played probably 10 games, a few snaps, and I got to play here a little bit in college. So it's good memories here.
We debate the Northwest versus Central Arkansas thing all the time, and it's going to continue here. And as we get closer to the end of the contract, it's only going to get worse. And Wally knows this all too well. He'd be writing more about it than he wants to. But for you as a player, a preferable experience either way?
I'm an Arkansas guy. I'm a South Arkansas guy, and I understand what it means to South Arkansas people to be able to play in Central Arkansas and to have a presence here. And I'm still a fan of War Memorial. I understand the business end of it, but as a fan and as a former player, I understand the difference in Little Rock and the difference in environment that you have. And they've grown Northwest Arkansas and done things to help that atmosphere more there. But just with what we have in Central Arkansas, you would hope that we would continue to play games here.
We are hoping so. Well, we wish you luck this season. We look forward to seeing you next Tuesday.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having us on.
You bet. That's Jared McBride, head coach at Hot Springs Lakeside, part of